Chifornik High School science teacher Teresa Shellhorn introduced the new biology textbooks to students this fall, and they love it.
From the very cover picture, the kids were interested.
They flipped it open and saw pictures of tundra berries that they recognized.
They flipped it over, they saw an albino moose, and they're like, oh my gosh, I've heard stories about this. And they started chatting with each other and talking to me about these things that were in this textbook. And I had never seen that before with any other, whether it be a biology textbook or a physical science, a math book, anything like that.
A couple of years ago, Shellhorn started working with Andrea Pakshevinsky and other Lower Kuskokwim School District science teachers on a review of the 9th through 12th grade textbooks.
We put together teams that represent the villages and the different grade levels and topics in a subject such as social studies or science.
They decided to go with the Silicon Valley-based CK-12 Foundation. Pakshevinsky is a distance education teacher based in Anchorage. She has used video conferencing to teach science courses online for the Lower Kuskokwim School District for the past 9 years. She has used CK-12 Foundation's online resources for years. The review team first began with the biology textbook.
And what I started to notice about the book was that it explained the content very well, being very concise, and without being too wordy and weighted with a lot of academic language. It used very neutral, everyday experiences.
This past year, she helped make the push for all of LKSD's high school-level science courses to use CK-12's open-source textbooks, commonly known as Flexbooks. The teachers using the Flexbooks can print, on the district's dime, as many copies of the textbook as they need for their students, as well as update textbooks regularly, which Shellhorn feels is important.
To support something that we can constantly edit and re-edit and revise and make changes as necessary.
After a semester with the new, localized CK-12 textbooks, 9th graders Matthew Eric and Clayton Penrick and 10th grader Dawson Eric are sold on it.
Because, like, we could connect to what it's saying.
The students say, along with the better sense of the delta the textbook gives them, they look forward to other parts of the textbook being translated, since they all grew up bilingual, speaking Yuktun first.
Like, if you don't understand the English word, like, if we could read the Yupik portion of it, like, we would understand
it in the English part of the text.
Do you guys think it would be easy or hard to translate some of this stuff into Yuktun?
Hard.
Probably be hard.
But worth it.
Mm-hmm. Pakshevinsky also says that in addition to helping the district include more culturally relevant examples in their curriculum, in the long run, it'll help more students relate their everyday experiences to the language of science.
Because there are so many climate deniers out there who don't see the accelerated erosion or the thawing permafrost or the changes in seasonal activities of animals. But our students are seeing that, and they have those observations. So I would hope that they could start to speak the scientific language of claims, evidence, and reasoning.
Beginning this summer, LKSD will start the process of translating their kindergarten through sixth grade science textbooks into Yuktun. These textbooks will be used in immersion schools and 17 bilingual schools throughout the district. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.